Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Have you been enjoying our story about Lazarus and his sisters? I know I have. And we have also been learning about what the Bible says about death. I have a couple more verses for you. Do you remember how we learned that the Bible talks about death as being asleep? Is it something we need to be afraid of? No, because we are just unconscious. We can't hear anything. We don't see anything. We don't think anything. It's like going to sleep. And the next thing we know, that when we wake up, we will see Jesus coming in the clouds. There's a couple more verses that I want to share with you. You're welcome to look these up with me. Just pause and then you can look them up and press play again. But I'm going to read these for you. We're looking up Job chapter 7, verse 9. Job chapter 7, verse 9. And here's what it says. This is talking about death. As the cloud disappears and vanishes away, so he who goes down to the grave does not come up. He shall never return to his house, nor shall his place know him any more. So when we die, we stay in the grave. We stay in the ground. There are many people that think that ghosts and goblins and our dead loved ones might come up and speak to us and talk to us. But is that what the Bible teaches? No. When we die, we are in the grave and we stay in the grave. We don't pop up or come back. It's like we are sleeping in the grave. Isn't it wonderful that the Bible tells us exactly what death is like? And it also tells us that when we die, we stay in the grave. It had been 4 days since Lazarus had died, but when Jesus came to the end of his short prayer, he looked into the tomb and spoke to Lazarus in a loud, clear voice. What did he say? Let's look up John chapter 11, verse 43. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 11. Once you find John chapter 11, then we're going to look for verse 43. Those are the little numbers after John chapter 11. If you need some more time, just pause this recording and then you can press play again. We're going to read John chapter 11, verse 43. Here's what it says.
Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice,
Lazarus, come forth!
So who did Jesus tell to come forth? Lazarus! Well, of course, everyone was watching. No one made the least little sound. Then suddenly, Lazarus moved. He sat up. Then he stood up. He was wrapped in these grave clothes, and it was hard for him to walk. Think a mummy. Have you ever seen somebody that is like a mummy where they're all wrapped up in all these strips of cloth,
and their head is covered and their arms are covered and their feet are covered and they're just all wrapped up. That's what it was like for Lazarus. That's how people would be buried back then. So here he is. He sits up. I don't know how he could sit up. He probably kind of rolled over and then sat up. His arms are pinned to his side. His legs are. He's kind of hopping along. And I'm sure he was like, hey, guys. Nobody could move. Everyone was frozen. They were looking at him, and I'm sure their jaws were just dropped. Their mouths were open. They couldn't even move. Lazarus couldn't even uncover his face because his arms were pinned to his side. The people were shocked. They just gasped and stared. Lazarus was alive. Jesus had to remind them to take away the wrappings. Look at what he says in verse 44.
And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go."
No doubt Mary and Martha were the first to rush and help to loose their precious brother. Then, oh, how they hugged each other. Lazarus was no longer sick. He was perfectly healthy. And he and his sisters thanked Jesus with all their hearts. By now, most of the people were rejoicing too and praising God, but not everyone. Some of Jesus' enemies had seen everything that had happened. They knew that many of the people were totally convinced that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, and they were even more angry, more hateful. They just wanted to kill him. So they rushed off to tell the Pharisees. By the time the excited people looked around for Jesus, he was gone. Now, some people think that when somebody dies, they go straight to heaven. Do you think, though, that if Lazarus had gone straight to heaven, that when Jesus called him from the grave and he came back to life, do you think that if he had been in heaven, he might have been kind of angry at Jesus? Jesus, why did you bring me back to earth? I was happy up there. Did Lazarus say anything like that? No, he didn't. If we look at what the Bible says about death being asleep, it was just like Lazarus was woken up. And he looked around and he was happy to be back with his sisters again. When Jesus rose from the dead and when he was there in the garden, Mary came to him and she went to touch him. But before she was able to touch him, Jesus said to her in John chapter 20, verse 17, he said, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." So Jesus had just died and came back to life. Well, he would have already been in heaven, right? But he told Mary, he said, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." So Jesus hadn't been to heaven yet, had he? Does it make sense that when the Bible says death is asleep, that Jesus had just been sleeping in the grave? Jesus proved with the raising of Lazarus that wonderful day what death is like for people who choose him. Death is just like a sleep. We don't have to be afraid of death. We have learned from many Bible verses that we have studied over the past few days that when people die, they stay in the ground. They don't have any conscious thought. It's just like a sleep. Isn't it wonderful that we do not have to be afraid of death? And that we have the promise that when Jesus comes again, he will raise those who love him to life and we will go and live with him forever in heaven. I am so glad that he gives us that promise. Because even though people die and it looks like Satan has won, Jesus is going to have the ultimate victory, isn't he? It may not be right this second, but he will have the victory. We can rest assured and we can trust him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that shows us what death is really like. It's like a sleep. And for those of us who love you, even if we die, just like Lazarus died, we have the hope that we can raise again and live with you forever. You have promised and you are faithful. I thank you for that promise. Be with us today in all of our school, our work, our play. Help us to be faithful to you. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Today is the last day for our memory verse, so I want you to sing along with us as loud as you can.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.